His mess is being offered for the repose of the soul of the soul, or repose of the souls in purgatory, and for the intentions of Father Elie Valadez and Dominic Pearson on the anniversary of their ordination. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Read the Book of Tobit. It's a fascinating book. It is a great encouragement to those who struggle. We hear people say things like Tobit when they fall into grave misfortune. We hear souls pray just like Sarah when they lose somebody deeply that they love. It is better that I should be taken from this life. The contemplation of self-harm, of suicide, of all sorts of other grave evils, that this life is not worth living if it is to be lived in pain. And knowing that suicide is self-murder, being a mortal sin, that's sufficient to pull people often back from that brink. And so they'll be left praying just like Tobit, just like Sarah, just take me, Lord. You do the taking of my life, for my life is in your hands. But please take it away soon. I cannot endure this torment. Even the nearest of relationships that we could have, as our Lord speaks about in the gospel, that of marriage, in eternity, don't have eternal value. Marriage is not something that exists in heaven. For some who've had unhappy marriages, that's a blessing. For some who've had very happy marriages, that's a severe question. What is the relationship of one soul to another soul when they've been wed within this life? Well, that bond indeed is broken, as the scriptures teach. As our Lord points out here today, the angels do not give or are not given in marriage, for marriage is just for this life till death do us part. The only thing that matters in heaven is love, charity. For those who have had beautiful marriages, beautiful friendships within this life, you can take consolation in the fact that charity in this life only becomes more perfect in the next life. And so that the marriage bond does not hold, the bond of charity, that is to say the bond of love, indeed does hold. But in reality, all souls, when they enter into heaven, are like unto our sister Anne. They are united to God alone. Marriage is not a thing in this life, but rather what the consecrated religious lives within this life is a life of total dedication to Christ himself and no one else. And so is the soul in the next life, just bound to Christ, just bound to his love with a single-minded focus on praising the author of one's own being, the creator, Christ himself, of communion eternally with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and of a sharing in the greatness of all those created creatures which have bound themselves perfectly to the Lord or allow themselves to be carried into paradise by trusting in God. What a great joy that is in store for those who have hope in heaven. From Tobias, you and I can find, from Sarah, we can realize that our prayers are heard, but not in the way we think. Both of them wish to die, wish this pain to end. And God said no. He had something far greater in store. Your life and your vocation has something which is powerful beyond your ability to tell what it is. You can't see it right now. And even through the pain and the hardships which you've gone through in this present life, yet at the same moment of your distress, the Lord hears the distress of another person. And through that distress, which is being heard at the same time, just as Sarah and Tobit's prayers were being heard, though they were on different parts of the world, God chose through the same means in order to answer their prayers in a way that's far beyond to restore joy to them. In many ways, your own vocation is the answer to somebody else's prayer. Be that as Sister Anne's desire to be united to Christ perfectly as his bride, as a religious sister, be that as a priest's desire to be united to him in an intimate way as a friend of the bridegroom, be it your vocation to marriage or that consecrated single life which is called to, whether in holy widowhood or in holy widowerhood. The Lord knows what he's about, and his plans are so much greater. And so we can go just as Psalm 25 says, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, and you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me, for no one who waits for you shall ever be put to shame. Those who shall be put to shame are only the ones who heedlessly break their faith in God. Your ways, O Lord, you make known to me, so teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are my God. You are my Savior. Remember that you are compassion, O Lord, in your kindness from of old. In your kindness, Lord, remember me because of your goodness. For we know that good and upright is the Lord, and so he so shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to the paths of justice. He teaches the humble his way. And so whatever evil may befall us, let it not drive us to the place of Tobit and Sarah, wishing for death, thinking of self-harm, but rather all the more to a total entrustment of one's soul to God, that even as we lift up our souls to him, there are others in great torment as well doing the same. And the Lord, in a mystical way, knows how to meet both our prayers in one and the same moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.